The U.S. and Greece talk about changing the financial rules.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama supports clamping down on financial market speculators, or so says the Greek prime minister after talks last night. George Papandreou says the U.S. wants to talk about regulating some of the financial machinery and derivatives that have led to several parts of the financial crisis, including recently the run on Greek debt. Joining us live to talk about this from London, correspondent Stephen Beard. Good morning.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Stephen. U.S. lawmakers have said they support building tougher oversight on speculation into the system. But the Europeans have gone much further than the U.S. on this, possibly even banning some trades.
That's right. Both the German Chancellor and the French President have said they're going to take very tough action against people that speculate against whole countries gambling that their governments are going to go bust. And yesterday, a top EU official said they were indeed drawing up a ban on certain anti-government speculative transactions.
So which financial products do they have in the crosshairs?
Credit default swaps. These are essentially insurance policies that pay out if a government or a company defaults. Now, they're a perfectly respectable way of protecting your investment if you own the government bonds. But the problem comes with the so-called naked shorts. Not quite as interesting as it sounds, Bill. It's when speculators buy huge amounts of swaps without owning any of the bonds. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank says that can be harmful.
If everybody is buying credit default swaps, naked credit default swaps, you tend to push the price of the government debt down and increase the likelihood that the Greeks will in fact default.
But he says it's important that you only target the naked swaps. If you ban all swaps, you might make it more likely that governments will go bust because investors won't want to buy certain government bonds without insurance.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Bill.
So let's check stocks now in Europe and beyond. Trading has been subdued this week. European shares are up slightly now. Germany said today its exports posted their biggest drop in a year in January. Asian stocks were flat today. China said its exports soared in February. Wall Street was calm yesterday, with the Dow adding 11 points to close at 10,564. This morning, the Senate is hearing proposals for improving energy efficiency. And they'll be talking about kitchen appliances and home improvement rebates and, of course, the energy use of video game consoles. Here's Marketplace's Brett Neely.
About 40% of American households now own video game systems like this Xbox. Noah Horowitz is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the most popular models are energy vampires.
If you leave your Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3 on all night long when you're done, you're using as much energy each year as two new refrigerators would.
Nationally, game consoles could be using as much energy as San Diego does in a year. And it's not just video games that have a power problem. So do 42-inch TVs.
It's almost like putting a new kitchen's worth of energy into your home.
Horowitz says the Energy Department can require makers to build a sleep function into the next generation of game consoles. Until then, use a power strip and just flip the switch when you're done. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Across the country, utilities are looking to retire their dirty coal-fired power plants. The city of Los Angeles wants to replace the power it gets from coal, at least partly, with power from the sun. The city's utility plans to install solar panels on a dry lake bed in the shadow of California's Sierra Nevada mountains. And that may just solve another problem plaguing the area. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jennifer Collins reports.
Back in the early 1900s, Los Angeles diverted the water that would have gone to Owens Lake so the city could keep growing. In no time, the lake evaporated. Wind picked at its dry crust and touched off huge dust storms that still persist in this scenic valley below Mount Whitney. Kathleen New runs the nearby Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce.
You know, it's like living on a postcard with a lot of dust.
That dust has been shown to cause respiratory problems and contain arsenic. Over the past 10 years, Los Angeles spent more than $500 million to tamp it down. These days, the city partially floods the lake. David Freeman heads LA's municipal utility.
Well, right now we are wasting nearly enough water to serve the whole city of Long Beach.
Freeman wants to use that water, so he's looking to install solar panels on the lake bed. The panels would be positioned at an angle to block the wind and keep the dust down. Freeman says the electricity produced by those panels would go to the city. After all, the region averages more than 300 sunny days a year.
So you'd have a double win. You'd create solar power and control the dust without wasting water.
Freeman is also thinking about developing larger solar projects on surrounding land, enough to supply 10% of the state's energy needs. But LA has a long history with the valley, and some residents are worried about this new plan. Botanist Mark Bagley works with the Sierra Club in the valley.
Right outside my door here, we can see the White Mountains.
The White Mountains overlook the valley from the east, across from Mount Whitney. Tourism dominates the local economy. The area has been the backdrop for hundreds of films. Bagley worries tourism and filming may dry up when the solar panels come.
When people are up in those mountains, they can see these. So these would be new, large-scale industrial sites.
Bagley says he wants green energy, but not at the expense of the sweeping landscape outside his door. In the Owens Valley, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, someone is trying to scam Bernie Madoff's victims. Again, there's a bogus website offering to recover some of Madoff's money. What they really want is the victim's financial information. A regulatory agency says it hopes to help prosecute these crooks for victimizing victims. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.